This is episode 19 of On Track, a podcast series from the School of Communication, Writing, and the Arts. My name is Adam Moyer. Today on the podcast, we're talking about film space at Metropolitan State University. And that begins right now. My guest today is James Byrne, film space director and coordinator of the screenwriting program at Metropolitan State University. James, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here, Adam.
All right, so let's talk about film space. This is, overall, how would you describe film space?
Well, film space is a brand new, state-of-the-art digital cinema theater. It is DCI compliant, and we are open for community use, for individual filmmakers, for film festivals, any kind of film organization that wants to screen film, and we are available for use.
Okay, when you say DCI compliant, what does that exactly mean?
DCI compliant is a digital cinema initiative. This is something that the seven major film studios in Hollywood about maybe 5-10 years ago got together and said, okay, we're going digital all over the world. We need a format that's consistent and that's high quality. So they developed these standards that all movie theaters in the world must meet. Then all projectors must meet those standards too, so that when they send a film to whatever country or whatever state in the world, they will play that back and it'll under certain standards and it'll be the highest quality possible. It is like the new 35mm print standard, but it's digital.
So this is the update away from celluloid and the old film projectors, and we're getting into now the digital age with DCI projection.
Yes, and it is a professional format that all commercial theaters use, and it distinguishes some certain digital cinema theaters from professional and non-professional. And because of that, we can host film festivals that other film venues in the Twin Cities cannot because they are not DCI compliant. We're above, way above average. There's no other university or college in the Twin Cities area that has a DCI compliant film theater.
That sounds fantastic. I know last year we were part of the Minneapolis International Film Festival.
Yes, yeah.
And that was Metropolitan State's first year of joining with the Minneapolis International Film Festival. How did Film Space coordinate with the organizers over there?
Well, the Film Society of Minneapolis-St. Paul, with Executive Director Susan Smahalski, are one of our most important community partners. It being the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival, they had not been able to have their festival in St. Paul for over 20 years because of this issue, because there were no DCI-compliant theaters in St. Paul. Well, we opened up with a great deal of help from the Film Society, and so there now we are able to host that parts of that film festival, as well as parts of the Cine Latino Film Festival that the Film Society also hosts. So we opened up mid-April, and for I think we had 7 days of films from the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival. It went very well.
That's very nice. Now, independent filmmakers are also available to screen their work at Film Space. I imagine you would be the person to contact.
Yes, we have a program called Open Screen, and it's literally that. Anyone who wants to show, just contact me and we'll arrange a screening. We are a venue. We're not necessarily a presenter. So we have no specific guidelines that we're looking for. We're an open theater. Community groups, individual filmmakers, just come on down, contact me, and we'll try to arrange a screening. There are different rental rate packages for different film festivals and individuals. Anyone who screens an open screen, there's no rental fee.
I'd like to talk about Film Space's origins. I understand that this was made possible by a Knights Arts Challenge grant, and I imagine you were perhaps a liaison for that. Can you explain how this all came about?
Sure. Well, at the time, the College of Arts and Sciences, and now it's the College of Liberal Arts. As part of any university, we needed a place to screen films. So this idea had been around for at least 10 years. I'd been promoting it, as well as other people, hoping to get some kind of film space to show films. And it finally came together, got serious in 2014 with the help of my dean and other faculty members. And then in 2015, I applied for a Night Arts Challenge grant to help pay for a projector. And then along with that projector, of course, we needed the additional equipment like a sound system and a new screen and acoustic treatment and all kinds of wiring and new things to refurbish the auditorium into a digital cinema theater. And once I got the grant in the summer of 2015, that really started the ball rolling. And then after that, then Provost Ginny Arthur, now President Ginny Arthur, and Devinder Malhotra, who was our president at that time, got completely behind the idea and invested another $270,000.
Wow.
So our total investment in refurbishing the auditorium into film space ended up to be about $300,000. It's a substantial commitment from Metropolitan State University and our administration. And what it did was create the best cinema theater in St. Paul and maybe even in the Twin Cities.
That's fantastic. I know as a screenwriting student as well as a filmmaker myself, I do appreciate the opportunity to have a film space to show any of my work that I may come up with in the future. So it is.
Yeah, it's open to students. All I have to do is contact me. We'll be screening films from our production class there at the end of the semester. It's kind of our film festival, and film club has access to it. We have a small community group from Columbia screening a film in June. We have the Kidaneng Film Festival, which is a film festival for Hmong filmmakers coming up. We have potential on the horizon, the North Star Science Film Festival and the Arab Film Festival.
Now, with these film festivals, are these film festivals contacting you or have you reached out to them?
Well, it's a both ways.
Yeah.
Because I've been a filmmaker here in the Twin Cities for the last 20 years, I have certain contacts with organizations. So I just put the word out, and oftentimes a film festival will just contact me because they've heard word of mouth, or sometimes I'll contact them. And so it's just a matter of communicating within the film community and keeping in touch with membership organizations to let people know that we exist. And it's a really kind of a slow process, even though the film community is fairly small. It just takes sort of a constant reminder to everyone out there that there's this digital cinema theater that's available for community use, and that keeps happening. The other thing that's going on right now is that there's an explosion of film festivals, not only nationally and internationally, but here locally.
I've noticed that. I took part in the 48-hour film festival last year, and there was a groundswell of support. It seemed like there were so many movies that were produced all within 2 days, and that's only one of the many film festivals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. It is a very tight-knit community. You know, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is a very arts-oriented kind of metropolitan area. There are a lot of people here doing great, great work, and I would foresee film becoming much more important here in the future, definitely, if it isn't considered to be, very important already. So I would expect a lot more support for film space in the future, and I would imagine we'll probably get very busy, and we'll become a very important part of the film community here in the Twin Cities.
We're hoping that is the case. Our mission not only includes providing a high-quality, state-of-the-art theater for filmmakers and film festivals and community organizations, but what we want to do in the long run is to positively affect the art of film, the history of film, the art of film in St. Paul. We feel bringing these different types of films is a value-added cultural and educational experience for our students, staff, faculty, and our community. And it's also a way to bring people together. So there's lots and lots of benefits besides just going to a movie and being entertained.
So James, what is the future outlook for film space?
Well, it's very positive, of course. We are growing. We're only like 11 months old. So we're figuring out how to do this. On February 24th, we have an open screen. And then after that, we have the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival and then the Kidaneng and hopefully the North Star Science Film Festival.
So it sounds like the summer is looking to be an opportune time for film space, and there is a lot on the horizon to look forward to.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, James, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Adam. It was great. I hope people listen to this and come down and visit the film space sometime. And if you're a filmmaker or you know, the film festival is looking for a venue or a community organization that needs and wants to show a film, we can try to accommodate you.
Sounds fantastic.
All right.
Thanks.
This concludes episode 19 of On Track, a podcast series from the School of Communication, Writing, and the Arts. If you'd like to learn more about Film Space, you can contact James Byrne through his email at james.byrne@metrostate.edu. And for more information on Metropolitan State University, please visit us online at metrostate.edu. Thank you for listening.